And now,
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Here's the good news.
And a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News. News straight from non-news people.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, Hanksters, streaming on our Hank Facebook page. See what you can hear on the radio. You'll soon be able to see the new Michael Jackson biopic, which is coming out. And they had a screening last night of the movie Michael. Of course, this is the one that was produced, procured, and even stars the Jackson family. And then everybody evidently loved it, except for one.
Uh-oh.
And that would be Janet Jackson.
Ugh.
After the movie was over, evidently she got in a shouting match with several of her siblings and said she had something negative about almost every scene, mainly the acting. Well, that didn't sit well with Jermaine, whose son, Jafar, plays Michael in the movie.
Yeah.
They started arguing, and then everybody else joined in and had to be separated. And Jermaine reportedly told Janet, "You're going to miss the wave. You are so jealous. Just get on the wave.
Get on the wave, man."
So evidently, this is the wave. As Michael hits theaters next month on April 24th. There are a couple of interesting things in it. In it, we find out that, and I saw this story a couple of days ago, too, that Michael Jackson, when it comes to the moonwalk, he was reportedly taught to moonwalk by an 8-year-old boy.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. And for more uplifting stories about Michael Jackson and kids, that's the only one. That's the only one.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that Janet's also presumably one of the only ones in the family that doesn't need the money from his biopic. So let's just kind of leave that there.
I'm sure Jermaine's doing fine.
Yeah. Remember Carrie Underwood talking about how she still rolls around in that Ford Mustang that she won when she won American Idol? Well, there's another gal that was not treated as well. Her name is Kelly Clarkson. She was the OG champion and reveals that she never got her mitts on that super duper prize and is not very pleased about it whatsoever.
I did not get a car. And then Clay Aiken, who didn't win the second season, got a car and his mom.
Oh.
I was like, what?
It's kind of interesting because back in the day, they toured together, right? And there was the Clay Nation. I don't know if you remember that. And these people were a little cuckoo for Clay. And I remember going to see them. And it seemed like everybody just loved Clay.
Mm.
And I think Kelly actually opened for him.
Wow.
And my health things have changed.
Yeah.
Stick to your dreams, kids. She was very nice. Very, very nice.
Justin Guarini got a car.
Did he get a car?
And now he drives it to when he works Uber.
Yeah.
No, I think he's doing fine as well. Katy Perry's doing okay, too. Evidently, she's still very much in love with Justin Trudeau up there in Canada and all that stuff. But she lost yesterday in a legal battle against Katy Perry. That's right. In the case of Katy Perry versus Katy Perry, designer out of Australia. She's a fashion designer, Katy Perry, who spells her name with an I-E instead of a Y. 15 years ago, she got a cease and desist letter from the singer, Katy Perry, says she couldn't launch a fashion brand under her own name. 15 years ago, this has been going on.
So she can't use her own name?
Yesterday, an Australian High Court ruled that designer Katy Perry's clothing line does not violate the singer Katy Perry's trademark.
Yeah.
And she says, now I can launch, finally, after 15 years, my fashion line, which is now just about as dated as Katy Perry's music. So congratulations to all. I'm glad it all got sorted out.
Shia LaBeouf having some big issues these days, but fear not. He is embracing the Lord during this season.
Oh.
And despite all his issues, a judge gave him permission to travel to Rome to see his father baptized. This case got a little squirrely once all the details started slipping out. He used a rather unfortunate epithet that made the judge raise his bail from $100,000 to an extra five grand. He now has to go to rehab, do drug and alcohol testing, and more. He was arrested for 2 misdemeanor charges on Mardi Gras after drinking a little too much of the fire water. You got to make good choices. good choices.
Pope better watch out. I mean, at least he's from Chicago. He could punch back.
Yeah, and he's got that new Ford Explorer.
Maybe
he lent it to Kelly Clarkson.
And he won it from American Idol. And that's how all of this circles back around.
That's how you do life, kids.
So there, speaking of waves, seemingly has been a wave of unreleased, recently discovered music. Like the Waylon Jennings album that came out a couple of months back. That was discovered by Shooter. Just unpublished, unreleased, kind of really unmastered.
Look what I found.
Yeah, well, we may get this from Keith Whitley as well, whose career and life was way too short. And the son, Jesse Whitley, says, actually, there's quite a few, not just songs, but albums worth of songs that were never released or anything like that. He said, yeah, some of it's really, really rough, like demos and stuff like that. But he says he has a treasure trove, and they're even saying there's more than he thought there was. So once they dug into it, and he said there are plans for it. So we should find out within the month, maybe more new Keith Whitley music after all of these years. That would be stellar.
That's kind of like a moral dilemma because, I mean, technically it would be from the 80s, which fits Hank.
Yeah.
But then it's also just being released.
Well, we played Rick Astley a little while ago, so. And that new clothing line's coming out, so we're right on it.
We're on it. So many ways to communicate in this modern day and age. We've got the internet, email, social media, radio, and now more emojis. There's just never enough. Now all of us Gen Xers can annoy our children even more with little ballet dancers for the iPhone. A fight cloud. I don't even know what that means.
Hey, but, first rule of fight cloud. You don't talk about fight cloud.
I just said it. What are you going to do? An orca, a trombone, a treasure chest like Keith Whitley's, and more.
I like the Bigfoot one that's coming out, although they call it hairy creature. So I don't know if there's some sort of
Sasquatch.
Do they want Yeah, he might actually take him to Australian court. Cease and desist. Chipotle tomorrow for Friday the 13th is offering a buy one, get one free deal, which applies to all customers who show a tattoo, which can be permanent, temporary, or even just drawn on at the store between 3 and 4 o'clock tomorrow. So I'll be.
You can put a little mustache on the side of your finger.
Be going into the weekend right there. Yeah, absolutely. Got to get my Chipotle. And then good news for prospective home buyers and perfect timing as mortgage rates have fallen for the first time in years.
Yes.
Which is perfect because with gas prices, you ain't going to be able to afford to go anywhere anyway.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.